You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Good morning and happy April 14th. I'm Mark Peikert, the editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you're listening to Today in Theater History. In 1865, our American cousin, starring Laura Keene, is interrupted during Act 3 when John Wilkes Booth assassinated President Abraham Lincoln. Waiting until what everyone knows is the play's funniest line, in the hopes the audience's laughter would mask the gunshot, Booth shot Lincoln, then leaped from the president's box to the stage and escaped. The famously funny line is, as everyone knows, "Don't know the manners of good society, eh? Well, I guess I know enough to turn you inside out, old gal, you sock-dologizing old man-trap." To avoid being sent to a work farm, some teenagers put on a show in a barn in 1937 when Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart's Babes in Arms opened. Among the future standards in the score are Where or When, I Wish I Were in Love Again, The Lady is a Tramp, Johnny One Note, and My Funny Valentine, sung to a man named Valentine. One of the great revivals in Broadway history opened in 1992 when Guys and Dolls came back to town. Starring Nathan Lane, Faith Prince, Peter Gallagher, and Josie DeGuzman, the musical garnered director Jerry Zaks, Prince, and the revival itself Tony Awards. Celebrating anniversaries today, Cheetah Rivera and Dick Van Dyke opened in Bye Bye Birdie in 1960. Bette Midler brought Clams on the Half Shell Review to the Minskoff in 1975. Warhorse rode into town in 2011. 2013's Motown told the story of Barry Gordon's rise to success. A cast of theater favorites, including Harriet Harris, Tyne Daly, and Lisa Howard, say It Should Have Been You in 2015. And in 2016, Frank Langella opened in the play that would bring him his fourth Tony Award, The Father. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit broadwaypodcastnetwork.com.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.